Oh, can they hear? Oh, you can hear me now. You know, happy Grandparents' Day to all of the grandparents this morning. You know, for me right now, it's such a blessing to see our whole church family here and the grandparents as well. We really honor you and we appreciate you. And because of you, your kids are here and your grandkids are here. If it wasn't for you, our church would be empty. Barry and I joined the Grandparents Club a little over a year ago, about 14 months, and it is, life gets sweeter. It is one of the sweetest roles of our lives.
Yeah, as Dale said, we are so blessed to have you, and you play such an important role. Grandparents play such an important role because of the special relationship that you have with your grandkids and the help you give to your children. And so, you know, the fact that you're here today speaks volumes. The fact that you've come today, come in support of your children and especially your grandkids, says a lot, and we are so thankful that you are here.
You know, I read this grandparent quote that really tugged at my heart, and it said, "Grandchildren fill a space in your heart that you never knew was empty." You know, before Hudson was born, my heart was full, right? So happy with the Lord, so happy with our family. But then when Huddy was born, oh my gosh, it opened the floodgates in my heart. And I'm sure each of you grandparents today, you could say the same thing about each of your special, precious grandchildren.
You know, the Bible talks about grandparents, and almost every significant figure in the Bible was a grandparent, especially in the Old Testament. It talks about Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, different generations. And in fact, I don't know if you knew this, but God actually identifies one of his names as being a multi-generational God. When Moses asked, "Who shall I say sent me to you, to the Israelites?" And God says, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." And so he says he's a multi-generational God. He's, you know, God for grandparents, children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And so that's who our God is. That's who God is. And he's four generations.
You know, and in the New Testament, Apostle Paul also highlights a grandmother, right? He mentors Timothy. He writes two letters to Timothy, his spiritual son. But he realizes that Timothy is not merely a making of his own. His heritage gets traced back to Grandmother Lois. Grandmother Lois shares her faith with daughter Eunice, and then daughter Eunice shares her faith with her son Timothy. So God knows the influence that grandparents carry.
So this morning, Dale and I were each going to share some insight, something that the Lord just has placed on our hearts pertaining to grandparents. And we hope it's just encouraging, empowering, uplifting to each and every one of you. So Dale's going to share first the things that the Lord put on her heart.
Okay, so one thing that the Lord put on my heart for grandparents is the word remember. You know, there is power in remembering. You know, in Scripture, the word remember is used 352 times. If you add other words that are similar to it, it jumps up to 550 times. In the verses that we're both about to read, Moses is talking to the Israelites. He is giving them last-minute instructions before they enter the promised land, which is Israel, and right before he's about to pass away. Now, if somebody's about to pass away, those last words to you are going to be so meaningful and impactful, right? Moses knows once they enter the land, they're going to hit with battles galore. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be challenges. There's going to be enemies. There's going to be issues. They don't just walk and get the land and it's given to them. They have to fight. You know, as Christians, we all live in a battlefield. We all experience daily fights. So right now, we're going to read a couple of the passages that Moses speaks to the Israelites.
So the first one is Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. It says this, Now, Israel, hear the decrees and laws I am about to teach you. Follow them so that you may live and may go in and take possession of the land the Lord, the God of your ancestors, is giving you. Do not add to what I command you, and do not subtract from it, but keep the commands of the Lord your God that I give you.
Okay, and a few verses later, another instruction he gives is Deuteronomy 4:9, and it says this: only be careful and watch yourselves closely that you do not forget. He's saying, remember the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and to their children after them. You would think if you knew a battle was going to take place and Moses is giving them their last instruction, his words might be how to prepare for battle. Maybe what armor to wear, how to use the weapons. He might give them a military and a strategic plan, but he didn't talk that kind of strategy. Instead, he gave them the two commands that we just read. I'm going to sum it up. The verse that he read says this: if you want victory in your life, keep my commands, right? Don't add or subtract from the word of God. Obey it. And the second command, the verse that I read, Deuteronomy 4:9, says this: if you want victory in your life, remember what I've done, God, and teach it to your children and your grandchildren. You know, Moses is letting them know, hey, don't forget what you've heard. Don't forget what you've seen. Don't let it slip from your mind, because once you get into the land, life gets busy. Life starts taking over. It's going to be easy to forget. Moses wanted to make sure they remembered their mistakes and their failures so they didn't repeat it again. He wanted to make sure they remembered their trials and their heartaches because they could see God's mercy and his faithfulness. You know, and in Deuteronomy 7:18, God continues to tell the Israelites, remember what I did to Pharaoh and all of Egypt. And we know what God did. He sent the 10 plagues. He parted the Red Sea so they could know that God is a God that delivers, rescues, and saves. In Exodus 10:2, they say this: that you may tell your children and grandchildren how I dealt harshly with the Egyptians and how I performed my signs among them, and that you may know that I am the Lord. You know, there's one worship song that we sing at our church, and it's called No Longer Slaves. There's one line in it that gets me every single time. It says, you split the sea so I can walk right through it. My fears are drowned in perfect love. Every time I sing that, I remember. When I read the Bible, I remember that our God rescues, saves, and he delivers. You know, remembering is a powerful weapon. You know, for us today, each of us can recall a time, right, when God protected us from harm, from a dangerous situation. Or maybe it's with our career. He opened up a job for us, and then he gave us a job promotion. Maybe it has to do with your health. Maybe you were going through a health issue, and you knew the Lord's the one that sustained you and saw you through. Or maybe, you know, you're still going through what's happening with COVID. It's wrecking our world. It's putting so much fear in our hearts. But then maybe one day after the depression, it's starting to lift, and that is the Lord. You know, I have a memory of my own father. You know, he has passed away, but I have a memory of what legacy he's leaving my three kids and then my sister's kids too. So he had 6 grandkids in all. When my father was 75 years old, he was really healthy. He ate really well. He's a really good cook. He exercised all the time. But when he turned 75, he found out he had stage 4 colon cancer. And when he found out, I saw my father change. His heart got really soft. You know, every time I would visit him, he would be reading his Bible, because he would be clinging to the Word of God and knowing that God's Word is true. And one memory that I have that I know he leaves his grandkids is when he passed away when he was 80. So when he was about 79, my dad decided he wanted to get baptized. So he asked my husband, Barry, hey, can you baptize me? And I remember we had it at my home, just our family. And I remember Mona and Bruce came. They're part of our family, too. And we had another close family friend as well. But when my dad wanted to get baptized, you know, he was telling my kids this, have faith in God. Believe in him. It does not matter how old you get. You will always need the Lord. So that's the memory that he left my children and myself as well, is at the end of your life, and even during it, cling to the Lord. So remembering keeps God's miracles alive in our hearts, right? And one thing is, don't let what was once a miracle in your life turn to something ordinary. Never lose the awe of what God has done. He wants us to remember. It's a powerful, powerful weapon.
You know, I remember that day when we baptized Dale's dad, and we were gathered in their bedroom, and he was sitting on a recliner. And again, just how special and powerful for our kids, his grandkids, to witness that. In fact, this morning, last night, I asked my son, he's the youngest of our three kids, I asked him, hey, do you remember when Grandpa got baptized? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, where was that? And he goes, oh, in their bedroom. And he said, and he described details that I didn't even remember. And he was very young at the time. And so, you know, the choices we make, the decisions for the Lord, the way we walk in faith as grandparents, the way we conduct our lives, it is a powerful, powerful testimony, model, example for our grandchildren. In fact, before I read the verse, it said, God says, I am the father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I was telling Dale with her family, it's like God's like, I am the God of Henry, Dale, and Mindy, Megan, and Matthew. And that's powerful when you can look to your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, and you have that kind of legacy in your family. You know, as we think about remembering, and we think about remembering the things God has done for us and his faithfulness, a question came to my mind, and that question was, how are my grandkids going to remember me? How are your grandkids going to remember you? What are they going to say about you later on, about your grandkids? You know, I don't want to get dark here, but, you know, truth is, we're all going to die, right? I've done a lot of funerals, and at many of the funerals, they have their grandkids speak, the grandkids of the person speak, and they share. What are your grandkids going to say? What will my grandkids say about me? I hope what they share, they could share something positive and something powerful about the influence of their grandpa or their grandma. I hope they don't say about me, well, grandpa sat in the lazy boy and watched TV. That's what I remember about him. Because number one, I don't want them to remember me as being lazy, and it's been a long time since I've been a boy. And so, you know, we want them to have positive, powerful testimony. So I'm going to just share with you two quick little suggestions, tips, recommendations of how you can really be an influence, a powerful blessing to your kids. Number one is this. Share your faith stories with your grandkids. Especially share with them, if you haven't, how you came to accept Christ and receive Christ in your life. Psalm 66:16, it says this, come and listen all you who fear God, and I will tell you what he did for me. And so David here is saying, I will tell you the good things, all the good things that God has done for me. It's powerful when our grandkids can see our faith in the Lord, can experience our faith in the Lord. And so, Grandpa and Grandma, I encourage you to share your faith stories. Share about what was going on when you accepted Christ, what happened at that time. And let me say to you this, if you have never accepted Christ, if you have never put your faith in Jesus, there's no better time to start than now. There's no better time to start than now. Because faith in Jesus can make you right with the Lord, right with God, prepared for the future, so that you will have peace in your heart and in your soul on that day. And what a powerful, like Dale was talking about her dad, 80 years old getting baptized. And I remember her mom too. I baptized her mom too when she was pretty old too. That's powerful. So I want to encourage you to get right with the Lord. And the way to do that is receive the gift of his son Jesus. God gave his son to show you his love so that you can have peace. Know that you will be with the Lord in heaven one day with your whole family. With your whole family. So share your faith stories. The second thing is be intentional about verbally blessing and affirming your grandkids. Be intentional about affirming and blessing your grandkids. Proverbs 16:24, gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. You know, as grandparents, you have a special relationship with your grandkids, and they will listen to you in a way they will not listen to their dad or mom. You have a special inroad to their heart and to their mind and to their spirit because of the relationship that you have. You know, when you see them, if you're like, I imagine when you see them, probably most of the time, you have extra time to spend with them. Many of you are retired. You have extra space. Sometimes you have extra money to be able to spend on them. But you have extra time so that when we spend time with our grandkids, we could put our whole focus and attention on them and that relationship. And that's different than when you were parenting your kids, right? It's different. I don't know how many times I've heard adult children, after they've had children and their parents become grandparents, I don't know how many times I've heard them say, they act so different. I don't remember them being so happy around me. I don't remember so positive. And you know what I've noticed? Grandparents, when you talk to your grandkids, your voice changes. It goes from, hey, how you doing, to, hi, hello. Dale has her little huddy voice. Hi, huddy, right? And it's because now we have more time, we have more space, we have energy just to focus on the relationship. I have a men's small group. I was meeting with some of the guys the other day, and they were talking about, oh yeah, kids going back to school, it's so busy, I got work, and all these things going on. And I was laughing because there's two guys, they both have younger kids, and they're telling me that, and I said, after they shared, I said, oh yeah, I remember those days. I remember, because my kids are all grown, I remember those days. So I go, I'm in a different stage of life now, right? Because when we were younger and we were caring for our children, we were trying to get ahead in our careers. We were trying to figure out our finances and pay the bills. We were trying to think about getting into a home or something like that, right? We were busy with just life and their activities and on and on and on. But as grandparents, we have time to be able to focus on them, invest in the relationship, speak into their lives, and then after we enjoy them, we get to give them back. So that's the awesome part. That's the other part, awesome part, right? So use the relationship you have with your grandkids. Speak positively, affirming words. Notice when they do something good and verbally tell them, that was really good. You did a good job there. Or tell them how special they are and how much you love them. Or to share with them about good traits you see in their life. And I want to, okay, I'm going to make a special appeal. I'm going to speak to grandpas. Okay, you grandfathers, you grandpas out there. Because I know most of you like to portray the strong, silent type. Right? You don't say that much. You're not that verbal, probably. The grandma, your wife, is the one that does most of the talking. But I want to encourage you, because men and women carry different things. And so when you grandpas, when you speak and affirm and speak into your grandkids, it means something different. It's powerful. The other day, Dale and I went to see our grandson, and we were inside the house, and then I just took him out, just me and him by ourselves, and then he looked down, and there was this big stick laying on the ground. I mean, it was like 3 feet. I have a picture here. This is my grandson with that stick. And when I saw that stick, you know what I thought? This is cool. Look at that big old stick. And so I picked up the stick and I put it in his hand. And he starts walking around with that stick and then, you know, walking around. And then, you know, when Dale and Mindy, my daughter, they came outside, first Dale comes outside, she had a shocked look. She goes, oh, no, no, no. So she goes up and she grabs him, she takes the stick and she throws it to the ground. And then my daughter was a little bit behind her, and she saw that, and she goes, Dad, he could have poked his eye out. And I said to her, how many children do you know that has ever poked their eye out with a stick? I don't know any. I've never heard of someone poking their eye out. And she goes, Dad, right? And you know what that made me think? When I saw him carrying the stick, and at one point he's holding it like this, he's pulling it like this, you know what thought came to mind? He is a warrior. He has like a little spear in his hand, right? He's carrying that thing ready for battle. Men and women, grandpa and grandmas, you carry different things. So grandpas, your grandchildren need to hear your voice. When you say an affirming word to them, when you say, that was good, or you know what I see in you? You're very kind to your brother or sister. When you speak those words, it deposits there. It deposits there. So take the time to verbally speak words of affirmation and blessing to your grandchildren.
So Huddy is a little over 1 year old, and so this is what I do with him whenever I see him. Every time I see Huddy, I always have it in my mind, Dale, you're going to pray for him. So I put my hand on his cute little heart, or I put my hand on his cute little head shaped, and I actually just pray scripture over him. I ask God to give him favor with man and God. I ask him to make him strong, make him a warrior. I ask him that he'll have a heart after the Lord. So a lot of times, whatever verses I'm reading every day, I pray it over my grandson. And then another thing that I do for him, because you kind of want to reach your grandchild where they are developmentally, right? So another thing that Huddy likes to do is he likes to sing. So at Children's Ministry, there's a song, I'm going to sing it to you, but this is what I do to Huddy. We'll say, he's sitting down, and we'll say, HUD, he's here today. Oh, HUD, he's here today. We all clap our hands and say, HUD, he's here today. And he has the biggest grin. And then I'll add whoever else is in our family. But then we add God, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. We'll say, God's here today. Oh, God's here today. We all clap our hands and say, God's here today. And then my daughter Mindy will look at Huddy and she'll say, Huddy, where's God? And he'll point. And he'll smile. So wherever your grandchild is developmentally, that's where you want to reach them, you know. So I'm going to close for my end, and I'm going to share one thing I remember about God's faithfulness for my grandson. So when Huddy was born on July 2nd, we were so elated. You know, when he was born, Lauren and Mindy FaceTimed us. They called us. We just could not have been more overjoyed. And then soon when they brought him home, they realized he was struggling with nursing. He wouldn't take a bottle. He had a tongue tie, so they had to actually clip it. And he just continued struggling with eating and nursing. And they noticed some motor development delays as well. So they took Huddy to the doctors, and they realized he had to get an MRI. You know, when you hear those words, MRI, you just start to get scared, right? So I remember we went to Chalk Hospital, and it was during COVID, so only one parent could take him in. So my son-in-law, Lauren, took him in. I was sitting outside with Mindy at Chalk Hospital. Barry went to get us food. And I remember when we sat down, you know, Mindy had tears streaming down her face. You know, I don't blame her. So there was a little boy that was skipping and dancing right in front of us. He was about 4 or 5, and you guess what his name is. His name was Hudson. So I looked at Mindy, we're both crying, and we prayed, and we said, this will be Huddy. He's gonna sing, he's gonna dance, he's gonna talk. So we just declared God's healing over him. So long story short, they got the MRI back. There was like a old brain bleed that might have happened when he was delivered that might have caused the motor development delays. So Huddy had to go to PT twice a week and OT twice a week as well. He had 4 days of therapy. So it was very painful for Mindy and Lauren and Hudson, but God came through. He was faithful. He healed Huddy. When Huddy finished going to all his therapy, we were all rejoicing because we knew it was the Lord. So, you know, if today you're in a battle, whatever your battle looks like, maybe it's with a family member, maybe it's what's going on, things going on in the world that's scaring you, maybe it's a health issue. You know, God tells us in his word in Deuteronomy 4:9, right, if we remember what he's done and his faithfulness and his miracles, it unlocks a victory in each of us. So that's my story of sharing about Hudson and his faithfulness, God's faithfulness to him.
Okay, so right now, you can stay. Right now, Dale and I just felt like we wanted to share, each pray over the grandparents. And so as we pray, perhaps if you're just family members, if you're near your grandpa or grandma or your mom or dad, you could just gently lay hands on them as we pray, okay? And so we're just going to lift them up to the Lord, and we're going to pray for the Lord just to bless, fill, love on, encourage, protect each of our grandparents here today. Thank you, Lord. Yesterday, during a worship time, the Lord had us sing about Jesus' name. And there's power in the name of Jesus. And so I'm just going to declare and speak over each of the grandparents here right now. We speak the name of Jesus over you, the love of Jesus over you. We declare the power of Jesus over you, the life and the goodness of Jesus over you, the blessing and the favor of Jesus over you, and that you would know the love of God, that you would know that God, because he loves you so much, he sent his very own son to die for you so that you can have eternal life, so that you can have hope, so that you can have a future. And so we pray that over you. And Lord, whatever concerns, whatever things are weighing on the grandparents here today, whatever they're feeling heavy by, Lord, would you just take that away? Lord, all the fears, God, through this COVID season, all those that may have been lodged in their hearts because of their health and their concerns for themselves and their family members, would you minister peace in Jesus' name to that fear? And would you take that fear away? And we say and we come against and we bind that fear in Jesus' name from your heart and from your mind and from your soul. And we say, instead, God, replace it with your peace, with your rest, with your assurance. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I want to pray for healing over our grandparents. I want to pray if there's anything going on in their body, Lord, that they're concerned about or they're worried about. Because, you know, as we age, our health becomes a big thing that happens. So, Jesus, I just pray for your spirit of healing to come upon them, Lord. And anything going on, I pray your Holy Spirit can touch every cell, Father, that is not of you. And we just pray for new life and new rivers of you to flow in and out of them. And Father, I just thank you so much for the grandparents. You know, some grandparents too, I want to pray for those grandparents that maybe they're blocked from seeing their grandkids. Like, where it's not all happy families all the time. So I just pray for their families, and even if they live away from their grandchildren as well, Lord, I just pray for them. I know that, hey, they're only a prayer away, right? Just pray for your grandkids. The Lord hears, and he could bring healing. And for me, I just want to close and bless you with Deuteronomy 4:9. It says, only be careful and watch yourselves closely so that you don't forget the things your eyes have seen, or let them fade from your heart as long as you live. Teach them to your children and their grandchildren after them. Lord, there's something when we tell. There's something that when we say a story, it breaks something and it brings victory. So help all of our hearts. We don't even have to be a grandparent today, but help all of our hearts to speak the name of Jesus and speak his word over different people today. But Father, thank you for our grandparents today.
So Lord, we ask that you bless them. Cover them, cover their households and families, in Jesus' name, amen, and amen, amen. Bless you, grandparents.
Thank you so much for joining us for our online service. Hope you will join us in person sometime. It'd be great to see you and meet you. Don't forget to subscribe to our Catalyst YouTube channel so you don't miss out on anything, and be blessed this week, and as always, thank you, Jesus.